This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. Native people called the high Modoc Plateau in northeastern California the Smiles of God. Still a strangely fitting name for this lonely remnant of the Old West. There is great beauty in Modoc County. On a clear day, from the flat-topped, blue and brooding Warner Mountains, majestic Mount Shasta to the west seems so close you can imagine reaching out for a handful of snow. Lassen is right there, too. And the view east to the alkaline lakes of Surprise Valley and across the Great Basin is spectacular. There is also deep sadness here. The lava caves and outcroppings at Lava Beds National Monument enabled charismatic Captain Jack and his Modoc band to hold out against hundreds of U.S. Army troops for more than 3 months before they were starved into defeat. One of the last major U.S. Indian wars, the Modoc War, cost taxpayers $40,000 in $1873 for every Native American man, woman, and child killed. Other costs cannot be counted. God probably didn't smile either about the Tule Lake Segregation Camp, a high-security Japanese internment camp established nearby during World War II. Mostly gone now, the camp was originally an outpost of the Depression-era Civilian Conservation Corps and, after Japanese internment, housed German prisoners of war. It's now a national monument, too. Back at Lava Beds, still considered volcanically active, evidence of that activity is everywhere. Cinder cones, spatter cones, stratovolcanoes, shield volcanoes, chimneys, lava tubes, and flows of both smooth and rough, chunky lava abound. Lava tubes aren't unusual in volcanic areas. They form when the outer skin on streams of superheated magma cools and hardens. But the sheer quantity found at Lava Beds is. In fact, there are more lava tube caves here than anywhere else in North America. Another surprise, the underground beauty of these lava caves. Most of the developed, family-friendly caves are on the park's 2-mile cave loop. You'll at least need hard hats and flashlights, available at park headquarters. For more serious spelunking, bring serious gear. But if you've been caving anywhere bats suffer from white nose syndrome, that fatal fungal infection now decimating North American bats, you, your clothes, and your equipment need to be screened first by rangers to protect the healthy bat populations here. Hiking and general sightseeing are rewarding at Lava Beds. Petroglyphs carved in sandstone cliffs near Tule Lake feature characters never painted or carved by any other Western people. Deep, crystal blue Medicine Lake is another worthy destination, truly a lunar landscape. In 1965, astronauts from the Manned Spacecraft Center in Texas came here to prepare for the first moon landing. Don't miss Glass Mountain, a 1,400-year-old flow of black obsidian, ending suddenly in the stark contrast of white pumice, stone so light an average person could toss huge boulders with ease. But don't. All of the area's natural features and any artifacts or archaeological sites are protected. Just getting to Modoc takes gumption. Because the area is so remote, it's a haul. So bring everything you'll need, keep the gas tank full, and plan to stay a while. There's a campground near park headquarters that almost always has space. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.